Okay, we can go whenever you're ready.
I'm good.
Why do you look so white?
I think the sun's shining, like the sun's shining right on me.
Dude, you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
So I had a dream 2 nights ago that I had something was crawling around on my back. And, okay, which were whatever. I thought it was a dream. And then, so I wake up in the morning, and I don't know if you can see this. But I have this humongous cut that goes from one side of my arm all the way to the other, and I didn't get it anywhere else. I have no idea what happened. Okay, now I dreamed that there was some bug on my back. That was 2 nights ago, and I thought it was just like something on my bed that was like poking out, and I maybe got whatever scraped from. That's how I got this. I just went and looked in the bathroom. There was a fucking tick, like halfway burrowed into my back.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right now. You're talking shit about me clearly because you don't have anything else better to do with your life because you're not doing anything with your life. You're just sitting there and you're complaining and you're being an asshole. So stop it, people, and get a GoPro, stick it on a celebrity's head and watch them. I don't know what
Watch
point I'm
their.
making, but there you go. That's a good rant.
But the what would be funny is those people will still worship them, irregardless. Like, oh, he does that too? I should do that. Oh, that kid buys almond milk? I'm gonna buy almond milk.
It's gonna come to a point where, they're gonna forget it's on and then fucking kill somebody off on accident. It's like, oh
I
shit,
mean,
that
they're
was streaming live.
like, oh man, I bought a hooker. The hooker will show up at the door and they're like, shit, you can't be here right now, I'm streaming. And then she'll just want her money.
Oh, that's awesome. That would be great.
Because you know they all, I mean, you know.
They
You
don't all
know.
just, they don't all get strippers or hookers.
Oh, they're all probably just semi-boring other than what they do with.
They're probably not semi-boring. They're probably fully boring.
Fully boring.
Because if being an actor, being someone that's constantly in the limelight, what could you possibly, like, what do you,
You
what's
can't.
your life? Your
I mean,
life
you
is
have to really
nothing.
try in order to do it.
Right.
You know?
You have to immerse yourself completely. And, you look at
But
these
then
people.
again, they put themselves in that situation because they
Exactly right,
live.
because they're not interesting people to begin with.
And no,
They're
no, but
fake,
if they
for
really
the
didn't
most
want to
part.
be in the limelight, you know where they'd live? They wouldn't live in Los Angeles.
Right.
They'd go live in fucking, Oshkosh, Wisconsin,
Where nobody's
and
gonna
where
really
half the people are
care.
gonna be like, oh, it's, he's famous. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, well, okay,
Buy his groceries.
there's obviously exceptions. Like Tom Hanks is one of them, I believe.
Everybody in, LA is like, oh, it's a celebrity. I've got to try to latch onto their celebrity so they can make me a celebrity.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to latch onto
Hey,
everybody's
dude,
shit.
here's a script. What do you think
Hey,
about it?
dude, I want to be a comedian too. How did you get
How
famous?
about this, dude? Go get be a comedian if you want to be a
Just do it.
comedian.
Just shut up and go.
Obama.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Yeah, that was good. That was nice. We hate people here on Bass
Well,
Squad Radio, where we barely talk about fishing when Jeremy's on the podcast. I hope people like it. I gotta do one. I gotta always bookend your podcast with another one that's like strictly with bass fishing. Like tomorrow, I'll probably do one by
just
myself
to
or with
balance
Casey
it
or
out.
something, and then just
It
yeah.
ain't
So if they want to
tomorrow.
listen to you, they can listen to you. If they don't, well, I got another one if they want to listen to it.
How's that water?
Oh, it's delicious.
Is it wet?
No, it's kind of fucking dry. Then I cooked it too
I left it in too long. The water got dry. It's a bad batch.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Too much minerals.
Oh. Okay, this is one that I don't really want to talk about because it's a bit that I'm doing that I'm writing, but it's one of those that might not oh Jesus, it looks like you're in the Blair Witch Project. Okay, so
Tell them why. So they're not just wondering.
oh, because he's walking around with his phone that is taping him or his Skype is on, but okay, hear me out on this. This is a like an epiphany that I had when I just drive because I drive around basically. Sometimes when I get bored listening to stuff, so I'll just turn off all the things and just think because I'm a maniac. So I had this idea that Imagine how many Einsteins there were walking around that, like, didn't have the ability to record, didn't, like, because people have been around for, like, 180,000 years, and we just started writing, like, 5,000 years ago. You see what I mean? Where we're actually recording history, like, 5,000 years ago.
Yeah.
So imagine how many, like, Einsteins there were in the 175,000 years prior to that.
Just pure geniuses?
That just couldn't write it down. Because we're the same people. We're not any smarter or any dumber than that person 160,000 years ago. We just have the ability to manipulate better than they could.
Yeah, that's so, like, so true. You're more exposed for
obviously, I'd like to, you know, spin it into a funny direction, but the thing that it's an amazing thought that to think about how many, like, actual geniuses there were that we just have no idea what the hell their names were because they didn't have names, because who knows?
Just sounds.
Yeah. It's just like, what was going on in that guy's head? Like, no, you guys are stupid. Don't sharpen the stick like that. You obviously, and he's, you know, playing with, he's been probably the one that was just rolling rocks around and, like, trying
this round rock rolls better than this.
Trying to figure out, you know, the universe, and then a jaguar comes and fucking eats him. He's fucked.
Ah, shit.
And then, yeah, yeah. You're too
busy thinking.
Yeah.
So that's why he, like, it just like in terms of evolution, it took the actual smart people a while to evolve because there weren't enough smart people to figure everything out. So they're, like, isolating themselves from all the dumb, just pure strength people,
and
they were surviving because they could, you know, kill a jaguar, but the smart guy couldn't.
Because the smart guy just couldn't get laid, just like today.
Smart guy's like, hey, look, I have this rock that's, like, sharp and we can kill things with it. And then the other guy just comes back.
Why would we not continue using this club? Moron,
just,
and whacks
why
on the head with
it. I can't
just
choke it with my arms. just what are you thinking, you idiot?
Yeah.
You idiot, what are you doing? Don't sharpen
the
rock.
No, but no, it's way easier. Look, you can throw it, you can tie it on the end of a stick. Tie it, what does that mean?
You can
obviously
build
these cavemen spoke English, so.
Tie, what? They're just grunting, or they have whatever their caveman language was.
See,
but
this is the type of stuff that I feel like me and you are the only people that find funny, because we say things
just
so.
Everybody shut the podcast off.
No,
right,
probably
now.
Not. I don't think so. Oh. I have too much faith in my
anyone still
friends.
Listening? Comment.
But no, like,
say Zanzibar.
We'll just be like we find cavemen calling each other, like, Ryan, like, hilarious, because it's
hey, Ryan. Hey, Ted, why are you?
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, Cletus.
Just the so absurd idea of just cavemen walking around just talking like us.
With names, like they're just like, hey.
Pissed off.
Susie.
Oh, Jesus. Jeremy, we got to start our own podcast instead of just polluting the Bass Squad Radio ears with us.
Yeah. What do you call it?
I don't know.
That'd be weekly or...
It'd have to be weekly because there's so much shit going on and we have so much to say.
What's going on right now and stuff that we could talk about?
Well, Donald Sterling, there's more things coming out by him than he's legitimately anybody that's inconvenienced him his entire life, he's sued. His entire life. Anybody that's inconvenienced him, he sued the some hotel in New York for having an icy sidewalk that he slipped on for like $2,000, and he's a billionaire, and he sued him for that. Like, that's the type of person he is, and that's why I'm so happy all this is coming out, because he's just going to die unhappy now. Good.
Yeah. he's a douche. It's just another guy who just doesn't live in that spectrum of being a real person. Well, it's like, did you watch the? Are you caught up on Louis?
Yeah, not the latest two.
You son of a bitch?
Not on Wednesday. I mean, it
totally relevant to what we're talking about.
What was it about?
Well, his daughter got in trouble at school, and the mom was talking about putting her in private school.
Don't stop talking, because I'm gonna watch it right after this, probably. Then.
Damn it.
Sorry.
But it's really relevant.
I don't think I laughed harder. Do you think a lot of people watch Louis? I don't care.
I don't know if they better.
Yeah, it's a great show. But did you see the one with the chick from Chuck and Dexter that does, like, supermodel, and then he, like, is getting tickled and punches her in the face?
Yeah. Wait, she was in Chuck?
She was in Chuck, and that's Yvonne Strahovski.
She the lead on Chuck?
Hmm?
Is she the lead on Chuck?
She's Agent Sarah Walker.
I don't watch Chuck.
The blonde with the.
I started watching an episode of Chuck, and then my roommate was like, "Oh, he got into like half of an episode. He's like, oh, this is good. No, I'm gonna watch it." And so he started watching it, and all of a sudden, I want to go watch it, and he's watching it with like six episodes ahead. And I'm not gonna sit there and play that game where I have to figure out which episode I'm on because we're using the same Netflix. So I let him finish it.
Yeah, that sounds like a major inconvenience to your life.
It was, because now he did it with 30 Rock. He does it with everything!
But you don't live there anymore, so stop complaining.
But he sells my Netflix.
That's okay.
Right. As soon as I move out officially, I'm going to be like, hey, don't use my Netflix anymore.
Yeah.
Motherfucker!
Jesus. So I've been watching movies a lot lately. You know what movie I watched the other day? Last Action Hero to go to bed to.
You stepchatted me that.
It's a great movie. They don't make them like that anymore.
You ever hear of area codes?
Huh?
You ever hear of area codes?
No.
And then, when the kid's trying to point out that he's in a movie, and he goes up to all these people, and he's like, what's your phone number? 555. And the guy's like, see, how could everybody possibly have the same phone number, have their number solved 555? And Arnold Schwarzenegger just goes, you ever heard of area codes?
Look out! It's a bomb!
when
he comes out of the tar pit and he's got like one napkin and then they pan away and they come back.
He's fine, yeah.
The people don't see that when they get like, it's a movie like that get terrible reviews on IMDb. It's like, would you take it for what it is? It's obviously a joke.
It is. That's like, what it's supposed
it's like
to be.
Jingle All the Way. It's hilarious. It's a hilarious movie if you just watch it for what it is, not
instead of trying.
Oh,
to...
that's unrealistic. Who brings a reindeer into the house? It's like
I do love funny. Making fun of that movie though, it's, as I yes, watch it every winter
because it's making fun of those Arnold action movies, and I think that's yeah. What he knows he's playing a character. Like exactly. He obviously can't read that script, being like, "Oh, this is my big break. This is the one that's gonna make me." An artsy player. It's like, no, Last Action Hero, a kid that goes into movies and Arnold Schwarzenegger calls himself Arnold Braunschweiger.
Arnold is who he is. Arnold Braunschweiger.
Yeah, it's just a funny movie. <It's> like, liver it's like sausage.
It's a dip.
No, it's not. It's liver sausage.
Well, yeah, my grandma makes it. It's one of those things that, yeah.
Did your grandma go fishing with you?
No.
Oh, okay.
You can't fish right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's really a sore subject, and I don't appreciate you bringing it up.
Sorry, Jeremy.
Tisk, tisk, Tyler.
No, did she? Never mind. I was trying to make
it. I know what you're doing.
I was trying to make a backhanded joke.
Did you just open a beer?
Well, I guess we're done with this podcast. Thanks for ruining it, Tyler.
Click!
Crickets,
crickets, crickets.
What else do we got to talk about? We got to talk about more.
How are you doing with your life?
I'm doing great. I've been fishing a lot lately. I've
doing a lot of fishing lately.
Taken 2 days off because it's just getting expensive to going out 40 minutes away every day fishing.
Yeah.
And you
know. Well, is that for your league? Where are you fishing for league?
Well, I fish, on Mondays and Tuesdays I fish a league, and then Sundays I usually practice on lakes around here, and then I'll just go out randomly during the week, and I usually have tournaments on Saturdays and Sundays. Mm-hmm. So pretty much I'm not fishing on Wednesdays and Thursdays, or Wednesdays and Fridays.
Right.
Don't, you know. But this weekend I'm going up by Casey. We got a tournament on Saturday. We're going to go fish Sturgeon Bay on Sunday and Monday, which is pretty awesome. Can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah, you have the weekend off?
Yeah. Yeah, thank God. I don't know. It's so hard around here right now. Yeah, it's great. Like the area, like the lakes I'm fishing are amazing. Like as far as size and, you know,
yeah,
they're good bodies of water, but they're not easy at all. I hate that when people be like, "Oh, dude, you know, I'd give anything to be as lucky as you to be around there." I'm like, "Yeah, come down here for a week. It sucks." Like I hate fishing around me because it's just like, constant boat traffic. There's just a million people because now the lake that's really good, word's gotten out. I mean, it's not...
Why did we get so lucky that there was, like, no one on the lake that...
There's some lakes that aren't very good. that like are kind of just things that people just don't go to for a multitude of reasons. But there's the certain lakes that I fish are just overrun by morons. Like I was fishing one time. I was actually like fishing probably 60 feet away from a marker, like a buoy. Not a marker buoy, like a slow-no wake buoy. And I was casting at the slow-no wake buoy because they have these huge concrete things holding them down. And weeds don't grow on it a lot of times in the summer. So, like, the fish will congregate around it and it'll be like an ambush point, whatever, for whatever reason. That's just what they do. So I fish those a lot. And I'm casting at it. And this fucking speedboat comes and flies in between me and the wake buoy, no wake buoy, and cuts my line off with its motor. And that's the shit that I deal with legitimately at least 3 or 4 times a summer. People riding over, like technically, I mean, yeah, they're breaking the law, but, you know, nobody's going to get caught. And then he comes back and does it again. And it's just like, you know, there are these rich people that live on the lake and they have their music blasting. They're probably hammered and they probably all hit their kids. And I'm glad.
You should bring like a thing of water balloons with like sugar water, and then you can throw them at them, and then they'll be like, "Oh shit, what is this? It's sticky." And like, so that way, like they'll be kind of, it'll make it so they're kind of sticky, but not like over sticky. Like they'll like hit them like, "Oh, that guy threw a water balloon at us," and they'll be like, "Oh, this is kind of, what's on this?" And then they'll get attacked by bugs. And then if they like call the cops, you can just be like, "I don't know what you're talking about. I just threw a water balloon at him. I thought it was completely harmless.
I don't know. I don't admit anything."
That wasn't me. And they don't have evidence of it. You can just be like, "I don't know." And you just dump the water balloon.
The rich assholes or rich cocksuckers, for lack of a better term, that live down here. And I don't have anything against people that are rich. There's
Right.
nothing wrong with being wealthy. I have no issue with that. But rich people are annoying. You understand what I'm saying? Like, people that have a lot of money and just let everybody know they have a lot of money and they just hate everybody else. It's just like one time I was flipping this guy's dock, and
Just being assholes.
he has legitimately, his house was on the low end $5 million. I mean, I'm not even kidding.
I remember this story, yeah.
And I was skipping this guy's dock because it's a good dock. I always fish on the certain body of water, and it was during league. Okay, so he's got like 4 jet skis, 2 speedboats, a fishing boat that was a piece of shit. For whatever reason, all these rich people that live down here all have just awful boats. It's just, and all,
Awful fishing
meanwhile,
boats.
me and my friends are all just broke as hell and have these super nice rigs. So I'm skipping this guy's dock with forever, and you know, I'm pretty accurate with it. And so he's comes this fat lumbering guy just waddles all the way down to the dock, and he goes, "You know, each one of those boat slips cost me $5,000." I'm like, as I'm, he goes, "So don't be skipping underneath my dock. That's illegal." I'm like, "Sir, it's not illegal." And I'm, because I knew he was just an asshole, so I'm just being a cocky prick back to him. And he's just like, "Don't, you better not get it hooked or I'm calling the cops." And I just skipped it right underneath his feet, basically, like all the way underneath his dock, and catch like a 2.5 pounder and stick it and throw it in the live well. And he goes, and he starts freaking out. And I'm just like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to me?
What is
What are you going to do? Are you gonna? You've never been in a fight in your entire life. Not that I've been in a million, but what are you gonna do? Are you gonna jump from the dock back to me? I'll just go fast in reverse in the trolling motor, so your fat ass can't get to me. And I don't have
I'm
anything
just
against.
picturing this big lumbering guy just jumping out
Oh
of the
my
water at you,
God!
and then you as you're driving away, you're just like, "Damn you!"
Yeah, and then I come back and do it
Shaking
again
his fist angrily at you.
after he gets out back. Somehow finding his way back up onto the dock. I don't know how he gets up there, but he found his way back up onto the dock, gets all dried off, and then I come back and start skipping underneath his dock again just to piss him off. I hate people like that. I hate a lot of people I hate. Oh, speaking of hating people, I had a pretty good encounter yesterday at the basketball courts.
Ooh,
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. Downtown Milwaukee, like bad neighborhood area. Downtown Milwaukee, I go play basketball. In the outdoor courts when it's nice out. So yesterday I didn't fish, and so I'm in like what some would call the ghetto, and I get down there and it was like 2 in the afternoon. So like this is before like basketball usually starts down there like 4. So I was like down 2:30. So I got off of work early and I went down and played some basketball. And of course I'm the whitest looking person of all time, and I have glasses on and like my sport goggles and whatever, and it's just whatever. And I'm shooting just by myself on one court, and then there's these two white kids that are behind me that, I'm not even joking, sounded like they were from Compton. They were, "Oh, dog, you can't be doing that to me, dog," and they're just, like, just talking in fake white person ebonics, and it's just like, would you cut it out? Then, like, five black guys show up, then they turned into Mr. Rogers. Like, it was the most hilarious thing. They didn't say peep, basically, and they were talking completely fine, and I'm like, you stupid idiots. Like, if you're going to be like that, don't be scared that black people are around now. Don't change.
Don't be called a different person.
I mean, I still acted the same. I played basketball the whole night. It was awesome. But it was just like, then these kids left about 10 minutes later. It's like, okay, Samuel L. Jackson Jr., get the hell off of the court.
What the hell happened there, Spike Lee?
Yeah, good God. Those type of people drive me insane, too, that pretend to be this thing until the people that they're pretending to be show up. And it doesn't have to be black and white. It's whatever. But it's just like...
That's like when at McDonald's we had a black guy in lobby. And I started doing... Well, not like... It was just also a coincidence that I started doing a Cat Williams impression for the headphones.
I mean, I'm not a super... I'm not as good as Tyler! Well... That wasn't as good.
That was a terrible one.
Oh, man, you gotta be kidding me with that impersonation.
How you gonna give me a 20-piece nugget and not give me one motherfucking ranch sauce?
Like, I did something like that.
Yeah.
And she just goes, stop. I think you're gonna upset some people. I go, why? I was doing an impression. Like, why? Because
Yeah.
It sounded better the time I did it than it did now. Yeah, sure. Now I sound like a terrible person.
I know, yeah. Now you're just insensitive. Now you're just insensitive. But no, all my buddies from high school, they just didn't. I've never had one person be offended by my Cat Williams impersonation because it's pretty funny. You
offend them by doing an impression of Cat Williams?
You can't do an impression of a black person.
You can't do.
Are you crazy?
What are you? Are you? What are you doing?
Oh my God. Yeah.
They might laugh really hard.
That's the funny thing about doing impressions. If you're not dead on with it, it's a little bit offensive.
You gotta sit here and give me...
Like there's some guys that, like Jay Moore can do, like, a dead-on Tracy Morgan impersonation. But if it wasn't dead-on, it'd be pretty racist. Like,
what are you doing?
I used to do a pretty good Tracy Morgan.
Man, everybody up here getting pregnant.
What are you doing here? Liz Lemon!
You're off on your impressions today. You gotta stop. Man,
I don't know what it is. Usually, if I have a drink or two.
You're David. You're
David.
David Stern, not David Stern. Larry David. Larry David was pretty good.
Well, apparently, I'm only good at doing white people when I'm.
Yeah. You gotta stop doing black people, dude. You're getting racist. I can just feel it.
That sounds like a bit. Just an impressionist trying to do an impression of a black guy.
Oh,
but
that's
like,
funny.
It's just he's trying to do an impression. Like, I'm just picturing, like, this white guy just trying to do an impression, like Bill Cosby,
yeah.
And he just falls on his feet. And then all of a sudden, they all just get mad and offended at the fact that he couldn't do an impression.
That's funny. That's
but it's
a good
just
idea.
That it's not that his impression. It's not that it's racist, but it's just that his impression is so bad.
That is racist. But
everyone.
It's true, though. I mean, think about it. Like, if you're just bad at doing something, it's like, why are you such an asshole?
I just picture, oh, I'm Bill Cosby. I'm going to go to the store now. That wasn't as good as I could do for Cosby. Like, just picturing a white guy doing a bad Bill Cosby.
Just the dead silent crowd.
But if he had a good Bill Cosby, everyone would laugh. It's like Birbiglia has an impression of a black guy doing an impression of a white guy.
That's my favorite thing in the world. His impression of the black guy doing an impersonation. He's a white guy doing a black guy impersonating a white guy, which is so funny because it's so true. He's just... Because they're all just like, well, you know, I'm just going to go down to the store and get my underwear. Like, that kind of talk.
Like the Dave Chappelle, like,
Chip,
I can't think of it right now.
Chip,
but...
no!
Chip, no!
But it was too late.
All right, Dave, officer. Dave. I'm a little high. Where's 3rd Street?
You're on 3rd Street.
I'm going to race him.
I said, hey, take it easy.
Damn, Chip didn't even know he couldn't race.
Because we know what we can't do.
Don't do that. That's 5 to 10.
People don't know what they're talking about. They're gonna be so lost right now.
It's all right. People, I mean, I don't know. It's funny. Listen to Dave Chappelle. He's a genius.
Dave Chappelle.
I heard he's coming. He's working on a new hour. That's the rumor.
Oh.
He's doing a comedy tour that's not advertised. He's just going to places and doing comedy, and it's gonna be so good. Wow, I gotta stop listening to Rogan. That was a way too. Hold on.
I'm gonna walk upstairs quick. Hopefully it doesn't. I should be okay, but.
So yeah. Sorry about that, everybody, that there's a little technical difficulty for a second.
Little technical difficulty.
Yeah. Oh, you're kind of starting to look weird.
It's a nice day.
What do you possibly have to do that's so important? We're going to do this for another 15, 20 minutes at the
moment. I'm not doing it at all. I'm just moving around because my basement's cold.
Oh, my God. Now you're going upstairs and now you're... Oh, I can see your skin burning.
It's not
I can
outside.
Literally see your skin turning red.
Hello? No one's up here. There's no... Yeah, I had my drug test yesterday.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
I put it in the cup and I haven't found anything out yet, so...
Well, you're probably pregnant.
Probably.
I told you that story about the guy that I worked with in the factory that found out his wife was pregnant because he pissed in a cup, supposedly.
Did he use...
He used his wife's piss because he wasn't clean, and...
Do they test for that, though? Because I've heard that, like, they wouldn't come up the same.
You can tell if it's a woman's pee.
Well, yeah, but I thought that they, like, when you actually do the test, it doesn't, like, determine
well,
the fact
there's certain things that, like...
You're probably doing a different test, though, than a lot of tests, because you got people who need to drive.
No, this was a couple years ago in a factory. When we were working with heavy machinery, so it was probably the you know how they say you're not supposed to do, like, drugs and do heavy machinery stuff.
Right, that's probably good. So, yeah, I mean, I don't want to talk about why I wouldn't pass the test, but we're going to probably find out tomorrow.
You have got to be the most distracting person ever doing a podcast with. You can't just sit still.
You can't just not look at the video while I'm walking around?
Yeah, it's distracting. You're distracting everybody that's listening, too, because I'm distracted and I can't conduct myself well.
Just shut up! Oh, they can laugh at me. I apologize, everyone.
We gotta get into something deep for the last 20 minutes. Let's just get bring up a topic.
It, don't force it.
I know, you're right. I got a couple of bits that I've been working on that are pretty good that I'm working and writing.
What are they?
Huh?
What are they?
In my pocket on my phone.
Oh, they're in your phone.
I have one that people complain about walking up and down hills. And like,
why?
And, well, and then it's like, do you realize how long that hill took to make over the period of time this world?
Chels, can I just fucking blow this hill up? I had to walk up this hill to get to my school, and there's just, the hill doesn't need to be there. Can I just walk through it? Can I make a tunnel?
Like, yeah, like those Burnt trees, those redwoods that in California, like, oh, those trees are here. Those trees are 1,500 years old. Let's just drill through the middle of it. That'll be fine, right?
Let's just make a road.
Is that California or is that in Bolivia? Those giant based trees. That's not a redwood. Redwoods are tall.
Yeah. Redwoods are tall and old, but I don't think they're...
There's some trees that have humongous bases that there's actually literally tunnels through.
I saw ones that are like 10,000 years old and they're not even that big.
The Methuselah tree. Yeah.
Well, like, the ones in, have you ever been to, like, on a mountain, there's these little tiny-looking shrubbery trees growing out of, like, the crack of a rock way up high in the mountain, and they say they're, like, hundreds of years old because it just takes so long for them to grow because of the climate. Like, that's insane.
It's crazy, man.
I could literally just destroy that in 4 seconds.
I know,
I could take a scissors and destroy this tree. I could just be like, snip. All right, let's go to Taco Bell. Like hundreds and hundreds of years of just nature and growth and something striving to live and working its ass off to get to photosynthesize the smallest drop of water, and then some dickhead kid. And then just fucking some asshole is just like, oh, fucking, this will look nice in my kitchen.
His wife gets all pissed off.
That doesn't look right. Throw it away.
It's sitting in his backyard and it's just staying real small. She's like, well, I want to grow. I wanted a full tree. Well, it takes a long time to grow pretty tall.
It's already 100 years old. I don't want it anymore. Give me another one.
Just put it in the wood pile.
Go to Home Depot. Buy me one of those.
Well, did you see those kids that, there's like those weird rock formations, in the desert? I have no idea where. I'm totally butchering it, but they're like those things that were, like the top is way bigger than the base. You know what I'm saying? You know, like you ever see those?
Like on Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Like those actually exist.
They're
really thin bases and they're bare, like whatever. Yeah. Some erosion thing, crazy thing happened. Well, these kids that like took videos of them just walking over and just kicking them over, like jumping up and drop kicking them and knocking them over.
That's just like the ultimate.
And they're just like, yeah, bro.
Don't give a shit. Teenage and middle school kids don't care. Like, oh, I'm gonna go kick that fucking turtle. Man. Like, they'll be on the beach and they'll see, like, a turtle.
Walking all the way to the ocean to dodge millions of seagulls, picks the turtle up, throws it back to where it was.
it took that thing like 2 days.
It survived. Just
flipping it over so it rolled.
That survived the pterodactyls diving down and scooping them up before they get into the ocean. And they just grab them and put them back to where they were. You bitch, start over.
It's like the kids would, like, if they find, like, oh, look up. Just picturing a kid, like, finding, like, a skeleton in, like, a museum. Like, oh, this is a 4-million-year-old... Velociraptor skeleton, and just the kids walking, look, I'm fucking it.
I'm gonna Snapchat and draw a dick on it.
I'm gonna Snapchat a dick in its mouth, bro. Velociraptor cocksucker.
That's so funny.
Oh, that stupid little kid that. Fucking A, bro.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, well, I can't say I didn't do that when I was a kid going to museums.
Yeah, we did. I did. It annoyed me, though.
Right, because you were probably a nerd. I just turned into a nerd somehow. But I was not. I was a troublemaking moron when I was... I was everybody that I hate when I was younger.
I was the kid who wanted to be
I'm
a bad...
I'm trying to learn here.
No, I was the kid who wanted to be badass and cool. Like, I wanted to be, like, the rebel kid, but I was too nice. Like, I'm the kid who, like,
movie plot.
Like, I remember one time I took a test and I didn't study for it, and I, like, did really bad. I'm like, fuck it. And then, like, the teacher brings me, like, Jeremy, this isn't your best work. I was like, I'm sorry. I was, you know, I didn't, I'm going to try better next time.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kenneth. I really tried. I'll try harder next time. I just wasn't prepared for that plot.
No, I was the kid that, thought he was smarter than all the teachers, and then wrote papers like intentionally disagreeing with them.
You still see me?
Yeah, but writing them in like an articulate manner where I know that they couldn't get like pissed, and they had to give me a good grade at least.
It was like that story you had of that comm teacher who like wasn't telling you how you did something out of the book, and they weren't doing it out of the book, and you're like. Called him out for it.
Right. Well, I was telling him, this is why I did shitty in schools. Now I can't see you, but it's still, I can hear you. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, she was like, she's like, no, that's not how it goes. I'm like, did you read the book? Like, I literally said that to her. I was like, did you read the book? Like, I was baffled because she didn't. Like, I could tell she didn't. And she's like, well, here it is. And I grabbed the book away from her. I'm like, I'm not going to let you look at my book to tell me what I know.
Let me see.
And then she gave me a bad grade on that, even though it was right.
Well, what's a politics. Grade? What's a grade? Someone it's, doing, oh, it's like you this thing didn't. Where,
like,
you didn't do what I told you.
It's, it's. I think it's this thing that's like above sewers. Or is that a grate?
That's a great.
Oh, then I have no idea. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was just saying what kind of like that question. What is money?
Yeah. What is money?
What is money? It's just a thing where people do a thing and. Did you have that fan the last time I was over?
You mean the guy just standing in the corner?
Not a fan of fans. The guy just standing in the corner
with my face on his t-shirt, glasses like
he's
me.
He's just like, hey, they mentioned me. They brought me up, man.
Cheering every time.
He's like shitting his pants because we're talking about him. Yeah, all right. If someone like stopped paying attention and just listened, all of a sudden we're talking about someone in the corner of your apartment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, no, there's no person in my house, I promise. He was talking about a ceiling fan.
Hey, guess what I had for dinner the other night?
Wordplay.
I'm going to have hilarious. Guess what I'm going to have for dinner in a few nights, too?
Morel mushrooms.
Yeah.
Where do you guys, like, what do you
Can those make you fail a drug test?
I don't think so. I don't think psychedelic mushrooms can make you fail a drug test. But I'm speaking completely out of my ass, because I don't know.
Well, if I failed my drug test, I need an excuse.
Well, oh yeah, those morel mushrooms have THC in them.
Oh, they must have been that, huh?
But
actually, no, I have a good excuse.
I don't know. I'm curious because I don't
anyone
know
knows message us.
I don't know.
I think
enough.
They do. They're psychedelic,
dude,
but maybe not.
Mean, but THC isn't a psychedelic, technically. I mean, it is, but
it's
psychoactive.
Yeah, but it'll make you. Yeah, but it'll make you fail a drug
test. Yeah, but whatever. You can eat a poppy seed bagel, and it'll make you fail a drug test too.
That happened on Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's true, though. It's real.
And it is,
Mythbusters proved it.
Well, no, I actually took a hydrocodone Saturday before my baseball game, or Sunday before my baseball game.
Well, you're not prescribed to it?
No, they're my dad's.
Well, then you're definitely going to fail.
Well, yeah. At least that's what I'm going to tell him if I do fail.
Yeah. Great. Well, got on drugs now. That's of course what? Now nobody's listening. So, but yeah, I don't know.
What's pretty, like? What would be like the equivalent of like a PED in bass fishing?
Well,
what if you are high and you win? Can they strip you of your title?
Depends on what you're high on. I don't think there's nothing that can make you a better bass fisherman. I don't.
Well, what if it keeps you awake?
Who needs to be awake for, I mean.
Yeah, I know.
If you drink a cup of coffee?
That's a drug. That's a PED.
Right, but you can
take What about something where, like, it makes your bait better? Like, that's illegal. Is there anything that people do in bass fishing that's frowned upon? Like you know how in, like, baseball people use pine tar, and, like, they put it on the baseball, and
I'm trying to think.
Or like doctor the baseball? Is there anything?
Oh yeah, there's plenty of stuff. I mean,
like give me an example. I'm just curious now.
That's frowned upon. Well, let's say you and
I. Like if you found out like a guy won a tournament because of something, and all of a sudden everyone would just question his integrity of the bat. Like they'd be like, oh, he cheated.
Well, strip it, take it there's away. Ways that you can cheat for sure, but there's also, I mean, let's say you found out that this guy won a tournament off of this spot, and then. Here fishing against him, but you have a faster boat and you beat him to that spot. That's really frowned upon, even though nothing's really illegal there. You know what I mean? Let's say I'm fishing with Cody Hunter, and me and Cody are both fishing the tournament, and then I was like, Cody, like, let me in on what he's doing, and then I just went there and cut him off. Cutting people off.
Oh.
Like, let's say I'm fishing. It doesn't really give you an advantage, but it's just really frowned upon. Like, I'm fishing
like
a line of docks, and I just pull up in front of somebody.
Say, like, day one, you're fishing somewhere, and you take the lead, and then someone saw you fishing in a spot.
That and then happened. They took that spot for you the next day? That happened a couple years ago on the Elite Tour. That happened. I don't want to mention names, but one guy was fishing a spot on the Arkansas River, and everybody that's listening knows exactly the fella I'm talking about, so it doesn't matter. This guy because you're going to know who either of these
guys are. That guy. Oh. Yeah,
no. So anyways, this guy was leading the tournament by a pretty substantial amount. The other guy zeroed. But they're both sponsored by the same company. Well, it turns out next day, that guy shoots up into the standings. Then he shoots up again, ends up taking third or second. He was way up in the standings. And he'd zeroed the first day, but then came all the way back, and they were fishing the same area. And he wasn't fishing anywhere near there after day one or during day one. So, you know, I mean, other anglers are going to look bad at that, and they're going to be like, okay, look, that's kind of shitty. You can't really, you know, because most of these guys are struggling. When, you know, and any disadvantage that you can do, it's kind of annoying, I would imagine. But, like,
what about, like,
we get that down on, like, Cody's probably dealing with that, and Cody and Jason and them guys are all dealing with that on Pickwick right now. Like, there's just certain rock piles that are better. And if some local guy knows a great rock pile and tells a team, well, we're at a complete disadvantage because we don't know it and we got to find it ourselves. And it's just kind of annoying when it comes to that.
What about like a guy like putting crappies in his live well so the bass eat them and they weigh more?
That's just stupid because they're too stressed out to eat in the live well. It's just not gonna happen.
Well, see, that would be me trying to win a tournament and I would totally fail because then I'd get there.
Yeah, I mean you can stuff fish with lead weights. I mean, people have done that.
This one fish weighs 14 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah, there's people that have done that. One time I
I'm sorry.
Dude, one time
I'll give the cool running excuse. What did you do? Are you trying to win the race? You're trying to get an edge.
I actually caught like a 4.5 pounder one time in a tournament, and it's a really shitty lake. And I knew I had big bass one, pretty much. So I get to the weigh-in, and I weigh it in, and it weighs like 3.9. And I weighed it in my scale, and it said, you know, 4.45, I think it was. So that's like almost 4.5 pounds. And it weighed 3 pounds, 9 ounces in the tournament. It was a 60-boat tournament, and it was like a 600. It was a pretty good amount of money for big bass.
Uh-huh.
And I lost by, like, an ounce or something like that. So then I have a tournament the next day It was a Sunday tournament. I had a league tournament on Monday. And people are doing live well checks. I open up my live well, stinks like dick.
Oh, no.
And there was like a 9-inch to 10-inch crappie sitting in there on the side of the live well that the big one was in. So he coughed up this humongous crappie that easily would have weighed over 1 ounce. I mean, it was whatever it was in his stomach. So it got so stressed out in the live well that it puked up this huge crappie. And I lost big bass because of that. And that stuff happens all the time where you'll just find Adam and I have found mice in our live well. One time Colbeck found a bird that he caught on the point floater. There was a bass puked up a little baby bird.
I'd like to see it one time where you do that and the thing's still alive.
Dude, it happens.
That'd be funny. Like there's a crappie swimming around.
Or a crayfish and like a smallmouth. Live before.
Did you ever meet Daniel?
No.
The theater major who's from New Orleans?
No.
The Saturday of graduation, the day I leave, they had a crayfish broil.
Oh.
Crawfish broil.
Yeah.
So mad good. I didn't get to go.
They're good. You ever had them?
No, and he's actually from New Orleans, and his mom brought him up.
Oh.
I was mad.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it!
That sounds good.
Shaking my fist at myself.
Hey, baby, you want a good time? No!
What's that from?
That's the hooker prepositioning a superhero.
No. Whose impression was that?
That was Louis.
The hooker.
Hey, baby, do you want to have a good time? No.
One of my favorite, like, what's so funny is, like, he comes up with these bits for his show that are clearly just stuff that wasn't good enough for his specials.
Yeah.
And he goes, that was a really funny one. He just goes, people would say, like, what happens after you die? Well, a lot of things happen after you die. You're just not a part of any of them.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
People keep going. It's just like his bit. I think it opens hilarious when he's just like, a lot of people
most people are dead. Most people, in fact, a lot of you are going to die, and they're all dead, and you're going to die. And in fact, you'll be dead for way longer than you were alive. Like, that's mostly what you're ever going to be. You're just dead people who haven't died yet.
Yeah. Yep.
Fucking. Did I tell you how my parents' basement works at this house?
No, is it like a high-tech basement?
No, but it's like, you've been in it. But like, it's below, it's a basement. And so, even in the summer, like when it's 100
wait,
degrees.
Wait. Is it below the first floor?
Yes.
Okay. As,
but it's like below ground, most of it. And so, like, it doesn't get above like 65 down here. Even on like the hottest days of the year. No air conditioner down here. Just stays like it's cold. Like I'm cold right now.
Nice.
I'm cold. Like I can't. I have to be in like sweatpants and like I have to wear like winter pajamas.
That's sweet. Hey, sweet. I think 115 is good.
We're at 115?
Yeah.
Okay.
It
didn't even feel like that long.
Yeah, I know. Here's what I'm proposing to you.
What?
Either tonight or tomorrow.
Or tomorrow.
We start our own. And we don't gotta, you know, unless people want us to talk on this because I like tomorrow, doing it Thursday.
We can't do it tomorrow. I have a baseball game.
Until when?
I have it. I have to be there at like 4 and then I won't be home until like 10 or 11 and I'll probably drink.
And I have to work at 6. Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Probably.
We'll start at one of these days. I think that, well, wait, what time's your game at 4?
Yeah, I get done with work at 3, and I basically have to be somewhere by 4:30. Well,
maybe we'll do it tonight. Maybe we'll do it tonight after the Thunder game.
Is that a later game?
Yeah, it's like 8:30.
Okay, I'll probably be up late because I don't work till 11.
Okay, I'll text you, and then we can get all our stuff going, and then we can start one soon. But so I'm gonna end it. Thanks for listening, people. Listen to the beginning.
Wait, hey, I at least got it. I brought bad bass fishing into it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jeremy. Mean. Thank you, Jeremy, for doing that. PEDs and bass fishing, that's what it'll be called. we covered lots of topics today. We covered you know, NBA. We covered
Dreams
and ticks and stuff. But yeah, thanks. Amazon.com, use our stuff. Go on the Podomatic or podcast page on www.basquadcorp.com. Click on the link. Also click on the Profound Outdoors link and check that out.
Oh wow.
Jeremy's making the dog with his hands. And so also order some stuff. Not gonna be formal. Obviously this whole thing wasn't formal. So thanks Jeremy for being on. Everybody say bye to Jeremy because this has been a podcast nobody has listened to and nobody will listen to. So thank you.
If someone listened to post falafel on the comments.
Falafel.
And we'll know that you listen to the whole thing.
If you listen to the whole thing, post falafel on either our
Twitter
page.
Don't care about spelling. I don't care if you spell with a P-H or an F.
Or a W. They might think you're saying waffle.
Falafel.
Say falafel, and then it'll be pretty funny if you guys can just get the hashtag falafel going on our Twitter page. So thank you. Bye.